Outreach Hand of Hope. Your donation literally goes around the world to help those who need it most. So contact us or go to joycemeyer.org to make a donation and say, I will. And when you do, we'd like to send you the Fruit of the Spirit Action Plan as a thank you gift for your donation of any amount. Join us as we strive to relieve human suffering around the world and share the life-giving message of Jesus Christ.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Language establishes boundaries and borders. It opens up dimensions. And God gave them something that wasn't there before. What was he doing? He was establishing a kingdom. Somebody said the kingdom had come. See, the kingdom was there in the person of Christ. But when he left, he said, I go away, but I'm going to send you a comforter. The works that I've done, you shall do also, and greater works than these. You will be left here in the world, but not of the world, to establish my kingdom. But you will establish my kingdom through a language. And it started on that day of Pentecost when they came down from the upper room speaking with other tongues. They were all filled with the kingdom, with the Holy Ghost. This was another race. This was a people that were born again. Not of man, not of blood, but by the Father. A race created after Christ with an assignment. Establish my kingdom. How is the kingdom established? How is it established? Through language. It's important how we talk. It's important that we learn the language. I got to learn the language of the kingdom, because words produce after their kind. And see, some folk be messed up. Their intentions are right, but they don't know the language. You know, in certain cultures, you can say certain things trying to be nice, and you can offend people because you're using the wrong words. They're looking at you like you're crazy. You're trying to be kind. Just by learning the language. I wonder sometimes if angels are listening to you scratching their head wondering, what are we supposed to do here? They don't know what they're talking about. Huh? Just by learning the language. Let's continue on. Verse 4. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. Isn't that amazing? They were all Galileans, but everyone from every nation under heaven that was there heard them speaking mysteries in their own language. All right? So language in both these instances, at the Tower of Babel and in the upper room, language created the territorial borders that encircled the people. Now look at this. Language has the power to establish a dimension. Language, let me say again, has the power to establish a dimension. Now, what is a dimension? A dimension is a physical property of length, breadth, or thickness, the extent, scope, or proportion of something. Say it with me so you get it in your spirit. Dimensions are established through language. You see, it's not just about words. It's about the right words. Jesus didn't just use any words. He didn't even answer some questions. He didn't even talk about certain subjects. He said, I speak as I hear my Father. He didn't talk about everything. He didn't go everywhere on every subject. There was a time where someone came to him and said, Lord, Master, make my brother give me my portion of my inheritance, of the inheritance. He said, who made me Lord over you? Or who made me, you remember that? He said, who made me to be judge over you? I'm not getting involved in that. You all settle that. That's what he said. But he used language with accuracy. He didn't stutter. He didn't take things back. He didn't try to apologize. Now, sometimes we need to apologize. We be messed up. Don't get that idea. You don't need to. No, sometimes you need to go back and say, I'm sorry. But Jesus spoke with such accuracy that the dimension that the Pharisees and the scribes and the elders had that wanted to stone that woman, remember that? They were there. They were right. They had evidence and everything. But Jesus spoke in a way to create a dimension that dismantled that violent spirit, couldn't even get violent. Now, think about that a moment. They're ready to stone this woman today. They got the stones. But when he spoke, it set a border, a boundary. It marked off something. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. I'm talking about the church. Now, maybe in all humankind to a degree, but in the church, see, you carry a language. It's double fold. You know, it's manifold with you. You can't be like the world. See, sometimes the world, they talk, you know, just talk a bunch of trash stuff. There's no anointing on their life. See, you have an anointing. And you got to understand, you carry some authority from God, not just to speak into this natural realm, but you speak into the other realm where the real stuff goes on, the real realm. You have authority to go in there with your faith, to go in there with your authority. That's why you can shut stuff down. That's why you can stop stuff in his tracks. That's why the devil had to back off of you. While somebody else is just going through and going under, you stand up and say, get behind me, you foul devil. Guess what? He got to get out of your way because you carry authority. You are anointed by God. You have heaven on the inside of you. And heaven's authority is on you. Tell somebody, it's on me. That's why your enemy works overtime trying to mess up your mind, feeding you with thoughts, putting people in your path that don't have any faith. Life all whack, all messed up, trying to feed you old stupid stuff. That's why sometimes it's good to hold your peace. You have authority. You are authorized by God. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Hello? And sometimes the more authorized you are, the more you go through. Sometimes the enemy get cannons out after you. He get a cannon out after you, God got an army waiting on him. He sent an army after you, God got an army waiting on him. And one in God's host can take out his whole army. Just one. Favor ain't fair. Somebody say dimensions. Dimensions, get this, dimensions are established through language. You can have peace in your home. How? By establishing the dimensions. You know, there are times where people would love to gnash on you if they could. But see, you've established a dimension. You walk in a dimension. So the wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay them. But God says, I'm not going to let anything that's formed against you prosper, but on account of you staying in a dimension. Don't you start acting foolish. Now, every now and then you do that, and God will give you grace. He won't let the enemy devour you. But see, if you truly want authority and walk in dominion, then keep the word in your mouth. Keep it on your mind. Meditate in it day and night. You may prosper and have good success where no weapon formed against you. It's going to be an amazing thing in that day when the least of us are going to be like David, where everybody steps over into their anointing. Everybody steps over into dominion, where there's no lack, no need, no sickness, no infirmity, no weakness, no vexation, no troubled minds. The whole church is on a high day in and day out, walking in the presence of God, walking in authority, having dominion, subduing every enemy. Hello, city after city. Gifts operating and flowing through everybody. What a day. He said, in that day, everyone's going to be willing. Nobody's going to be afraid. Nobody's going to be left out. Everybody's going to be willing. Dimensions are established through language. Be mindful what you say. You know, even when somebody trying to deceive you or get your money, they'll start talking to you in a certain way. Well, what are they trying to do? They're trying to establish a dimension. Pull the wool over your eyes. Tell you lies. Right? And if they get you, 3 months later you find out, devil. But you know what? Our discernment is going to be heightened. We don't have to be suspicious. We don't have to be looking for the devil under every rock. It's just going to be there. Your spirit is going to be there and detecting everything going on in the atmosphere. Amen? Again, it's not just about words, but about the right words. Go with me to Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah who? Yes, in the Bible. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Look at this. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they make all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. He said, then shall I turn or give to the people a pure language. A pure language. Language. That word pure in the Hebrew there simply means to clarify, be chosen, or make clear. And then clear or pure language. Again, language means margin or border or boundary. In other words, God says, there's coming a day, I'm going to shake nations, I'm going to weaken nations, but in process, I'm going to give my people a pure language. In other words, clear boundaries, clear borders. There'll be no gray areas. There'll be no compromising. There'll be no uncertainty. God speaks to us and says, listen, he says, look not to the right or to the left. Just the other morning, as a matter of fact, the Lord spoke to me. He said, in Isaiah, he said, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Turn not to the right or to the left. Now, I want you to think about this just for a moment. He said a voice behind you, not in front of you. Not something that you're aware of necessarily. It's more like your conscience. A voice behind you speaking to you, saying, this is the way.
We are continuing in part 7 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis, The Language of Faith. As you speak and keep the words in your mouth, a spirit dimension comes into play. One that will not be possible if you stop speaking that word. Once you have spoken, meditate on it. To meditate means to mutter, to imagine, to ponder, decree, command, determine, order, decide, speak, talk, or utter. It is not just reading something. You must have a mind to study, to be diligent.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS.
or visit our website at TR.